Hey, this is Lee Nevis, host of See Jane Sell. Thanks for listening to the following podcast on Public House Media.
This is Rachel Mullins, host of Hashtag No Filter Friday, here on Public House Media. Thanks for listening to the following broadcast on Public House Media. Once you're done with this episode, I hope you'll come check out my new show, Hashtag No Filter Friday, where we talk about all of the sexual misconduct allegations swirling around Hollywood. A new show drops every Friday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss an episode of Hashtag No Filter Friday. Thanks again for checking out the following broadcast on Public House Media.
Friend, it's Julianne Condia, your host of Rewritten. I hope that your week is amazing and incredible. I have a personal story for you, something that I just don't think I'll ever not struggle with. But believe me, I've come such a far way, a long way, and I'm so incredibly grateful for that because moments like this in the past would have struck me down and I would have stayed down. I think it's so addicting to think of negative thoughts. I think our brain is wired for that. I think that it takes extra practice to really push through those barriers. And I've always said, I think it all has to do with acknowledgement and has to do with being honest and being aware, knowing your triggers, being able to recognize the things that hold you back or the distractions that you have, the feelings that you're feeling, because I was someone that would suppress my feelings and go out a lot and drink or numb myself and watch a lot of TV or just allow corruption to happen in my thoughts. And now I'm a lot more proactive about it, but I think it's really important for you to hear that no matter what, we are going to struggle at some point. So I found myself comparing to someone on social media, and immediately my heart sank. Immediately my mindset went to, I'm not good enough. I'm never gonna make it. I can't ever win. Look how amazing that person is. And it's never about that person that is achieving what you want to achieve. It's never that you would wish them to not have it. It's never really like that. It's more of a selfish thing. It's more of a, we make it about us, ourselves, right? So that's immediately what I did. I just started thinking about all the ways that I couldn't do something. And we all know that's not good. That's not a good way to think. That's not going to propel you forward. That kind of attitude is not going to make you feel good. And so I felt it. I allowed myself to feel it. And I just started to think about scarcity. I thought, there's no room for me. There. I just can't make it happen. And so the more I thought about it, the more I realized, I wonder how many people follow me and have felt the same thing. Because on the other end of it, I would never wish those feelings upon anyone. I would never want you to follow me and think that you couldn't do it. Whatever it is that you would want to do. And it could even be something like weight loss, right? It's just easy for her. She just looks amazing. I don't. And it's one of those reflections when you see someone have something that you don't have, and you just think of all the reasons why you can't, or it reminds you of all the reasons of how you are, and you just manifest that, and you let that become a real thing. And so for me, if I've ever had anyone compare myself, I'm just thinking, maybe it's my workouts, maybe it's being fit, maybe someone has felt insecure or felt like they could never do what I do. I'm a teacher. Why can't I just do what Julianne does? I'm never going to be like her. I never can do it. And so I flipped it. So when I started to think about how I couldn't accomplish something, and I allowed scarcity to become such a real thought in my head, I immediately spun it to, I wonder if anyone has ever felt this way looking at me. And then as soon as I thought like that, my heart broke because I don't want you to feel that way. It's kind of like looking in the mirror and body bashing and you having your daughter standing right next to you. You would never in a million years want her to do that. Some of the thoughts that you've ever thought, you would never want your child to think, your friends to think about themselves, right? Don't you have friends that you think are just immaculate? They're beautiful. Their souls are just contagious and incredible. And if you were to hear them talk poorly, negatively about themselves, it would probably crush you. And so that's exactly where I took my mind for a little bit of, oh, we're just never going to get it right, because I would never want someone to feel like they can't do what I've done. I would never want someone to try to be like me. I would never want someone to not go for it because they don't think there's enough room. Because comparison is just not cool. But I think we have to go through it in order to get better. I think we have to go through it in order to evaluate our priorities. Because when I was comparing myself to this person, of course, on social media, and just started to think about all the ways that I could, I had to really think about, no, you can, Julianne. First of all, you're so grateful for her success. That's amazing. Invite women in, right? Like, fist pump. Like, way to go, sister. You're so inspiring. That's honestly where I took my mind as well, is I need to praise in my head of, this is incredible what this person did. And then I had to go to, no, there is enough room. There's enough room. In your brain is trying to tell you there's not, and that is a lie. Julianne, that is a lie. There's more than enough space. There's more than enough room. Her success is only proof. Her success is only proof that you can do it too. And it's never about the success. You don't know what struggles she's gone through. And in fact, whatever you're seeing in her life right now, you don't know if she's currently struggling with the same thing. You don't know if she's had a ton of challenges to get to that success or marker, whatever you think is awesome. So many times we look at people and just think it's so easy, or we just compare, but we don't realize the journey that took for them. And we start to think of that, you start to admire it and just think, man, if they can do it too, so can I. I just have to train my brain that when comparison happens, you have a couple of choices. You can continue to sulk, and you can continue to feel sorry for yourself. You can continue to bash yourself. You can continue to just feel so sorry for yourself. Or you can feel it for a second, think, man, I hope no one's ever compared themselves to me. That would just break my heart. Oh, this is a normal feeling. You know what, Julianne? That person's success, does that really truly mean? Is it a fact that you could never do that? Is it a fact that there's no space, no amount of room for you? And then I was thinking, no, that's not a fact. That's not real. There's more than enough room. Scarcity is a jerk, and scarcity wants to rule our lives, and we can't let it. It's looking at a huge goal. It's looking at losing 35 pounds, right, the first day, and being like, how do I lose 35 pounds? And then we feel so defeated when we jump on the scale and we've gained 3. Crap, 38 pounds. It's never going to happen. But instead, the way we need to think is one action step at a time. You know what? I'm not going to lose that weight right now, but what will help me? Getting my workout done today. I can control that. I can do that. That is something that will help me to that goal, that marker, that success that I'm seeing all around me. I just need to take the action. And I need to realize that my journey is my journey. Comparison is lame. There's more than enough room. And I just have to be honest about it. It's hard to compare. It is so much easier to ignore it, suppress it, justify it, slow down, quit, give up, throw in the towel. Never ever go for it because you think someone like you couldn't do something like that. And friend, my sister, I need to tell you that is not the case. You are made for more. Whatever that is, it's not just about weight loss. It's not about dot, dot, dot. It's about what you decide, what you choose to do. For me, drinking and numbing myself and watching so much TV wasn't helping my character, wasn't helping me think better. I had to make decisions, action steps, one thing at a time that would make me feel better, that would really develop me, that would help me really work through the feelings that I was feeling. So I want you to share this with 3 friends. After you listen to this episode, share it with 3 friends. You can screenshot it or go to the podcast app and you can click share and copy the link and send it to a friend and say, I love you. And, you know, I've struggled with this before. I was wondering if you've ever struggled with this. I'm rooting for you. Whatever you want in life, you can have in life. I am your biggest cheerleader, your biggest fan. It's never about what we accomplish. It's about who we become. It's about what we learn, who we meet, how much we love, and how much we dream. Scarcity is not a fact and real. It is a feeling we feel that allows us to not take action. It pumps a lot of fear into us, but scarcity doesn't move us. It only hinders us. And it's a lie. Scarcity is a lie. There is more than enough room for you for whatever you want to do in life. And people need to be reminded of that. I need to be reminded of that. So friend, you can do anything, anything you want. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you more than you know. Not only should you send this to 3 friends, tell them how much you appreciate them. I want you to upload this. Tell me how it spoke to you. Thank you, and I'll talk to you next week.